Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply the beauty and the beast. Beauty and the beast. Obviously, of course, there are so many beautiful things about business, beautiful things that we can embrace and we can get excited about. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that list is very long. However, in order for us to capture the beauty, we must confront the beast. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I like to say that there is a five-headed monster that impedes progress in business of all types and in all backgrounds. And until we're ready to face that beast and overcome that beast and conquer the same, we won't achieve the greatness that we've got in store for us, my friends and neighbors, and neither were those on our teams. Let's outline this in the BEAST acronym, the five key elements that we all must overcome in order to be excellent in every aspect of business. My friends and neighbors, if you're a note taker, I challenge you to write these five elements down because you're going to face some aspect of this five-headed beast somewhere along the line in your business journey. And if you're excellent in overcoming these challenges, there will be nothing that can stand in your way. That first head of the beast, as we should call it, that B in our BEAST acronym stands for boredom. Yes, my friends, it happens to many. It's difficult oftentimes to keep your business processes interesting because one of the aspects of being effective in business is committing to a daily routine. However, daily routines can bore us from time to time. Do the same thing for 1 month and you'll be ecstatic and you'll be enthused and energized. Do the same thing for 6 years and that may be a little bit different. So in order to help overcome that, how do you overcome that beast of boredom? First, you have to keep it interesting by changing your focus. That's the art of not thinking about what you're doing, but about who you are helping. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you are a business leader, you're helping somebody. And oftentimes I know that it can become routine and oftentimes seem redundant, but if you put your emphasis on the people who are actually gaining benefit from what you're doing, it'll energize you. It will motivate you. It will help you do it even longer. And I would also say switch your schedule around. If you typically return emails during the day, try ending the day by returning emails. If you normally prospect on Monday and train on Tuesday, give yourself a change of pace and switch that around. Winston Churchill once said that the art of greatness is going from challenge to challenge without losing your enthusiasm. Yes, my friends and neighbors, even professional athletes mix up their workouts just to keep their bodies and minds off balance, and it helps them tremendously. By the same token, fight that beast of boredom. Don't deviate from your routine. Keep doing the same things, but do them a different way. That next beast that we've got to fight, my friends and neighbors, is the beast of exhaustion. I'm going to tell you, my friends, if you really work your mind, you'll be tired mentally. You'll be tired physically. You'll be tired emotionally. If you really give it all you've got in business, take 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days or more and just focus on improving your systems and processes and watch how tired you become. Just like a physical workout, true business will get you tired. So you have to go in with that expectation. Therefore, you've got to fight the beast by eating better, exercising more often, and taking periodic breaks. And you also have to be careful, my friends and neighbors, not to go long stretches in deviating from your routines. Only take a break when you need to and get back on track. It's a marathon and not a sprint. And even those running a marathon will sip a little water along the way, but you've got to fight that beast of exhaustion. Don't make the exhaustion beast keep you from getting up the next day and doing the exact same thing. Yes, my friends and neighbors, some say, man, I worked hard yesterday. I'm tired. I'm going to take today off. No, my friend, take a little break, but don't take the day off because consistency is what wins in business. And if you can fight that beast of exhaustion, recognize that, yes, my friends and neighbors, you may be weary, but you're not out. You got to continue to press forward because that's how we achieve our greatest goals. The A reminds us that there is a beast called aggravation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is where things don't always go as planned, where people don't always say what they should or do what they say. It's aggravation. It's going to to happen in business. It's a beast that we've got to learn to master. And in order to do that, my friends and neighbors, there are some simple steps to reducing aggravation. First, only focus on what you can control. That's key number one. If you can control it, make that your focus. Not controlling other people, not trying to make them do what they don't want. None of that. Only what you can control. Then never criticize, condemn, or complain. You've heard me say it before, my friends and neighbors. You can find that in Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. One of the central components is never criticize, condemn, or complain. If those are out of your mindset or your vocabulary, as it were, you'll become stronger. Then finally, keep those around you positive just by becoming the most positive person they've ever met. Who's the most positive person you know right now? Get that person in your mind. Think of that individual. Now, you want people to think of you the way you think of that most positive person. I mean the person who's always bubbly and smiling and happy and joyful and cheerful and ecstatic. You want to be that person. It will drastically reduce aggravation and help you overcome that beast. Next, my friends and neighbors, that S reminds us that we must beat the beast of sacrifice. Yes, you'll be tempted not to even face this beast. You'll be tempted not to even go in the cave where he resides. But I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that if you can embrace sacrifice as the art of being willing to give up a lot to gain a whole lot more, you'll be bold enough to tackle this beast. Yes, there'll be distractions along the way. There'll be movies to watch and parties to attend and people to hang out with and fun places to go and other fun things to do and so forth and so on. However, if we make the sacrifices now, the parties, the people, and the activities we miss will still be around, but victory requires a commitment to sacrifice. That's the beast in the cave that nobody wants to poke. Everyone wants to stay away from it. We always say we can get back on track later, but we'll have fun right now. No, my friends and neighbors, sacrifice means sometimes not just putting your phone on silent, turning it off altogether. It means no internet, no television. It means a lot of things that are fun to you, so to speak, that you put to the side for now. You can go back and catch up on all the old shows, even if they're 2 years old. You'll still like them if you've never seen them. Sacrifice, my friends and neighbors, is the key. Last but not least, the toughest beast of them all is the beast of thought process. This is the art of forgetting everything you think you know and like a sponge absorbing all the positive information you can. This is the art of never thinking failure and only thinking success. This is the art of never communicating negative and only communicating positive. This is the art of visualizing your success as clearly as you can possibly visualize anything that you can see with your natural eyes. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to fight that beast of thought process. Don't fall into the trap that says you can't. Embrace the art that I can. My friends and neighbors, we can enjoy beauty if we're willing to conquer the beast. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can make you a guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.